This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves and tell us whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we're going to move on now to a story about Germany deciding that Windows 10 and Office 365 are not welcome in their schools. Michael, do you have that pulled up in front of you?
I do not have that pulled up. But...
Well, evidently, Microsoft has run afoul of the GDPR, which I don't remember what that stands for, but that's the whole privacy
crap. General Data Protection Regulations. It's this whole new...
I'm concerned that you know what that acronym stands for.
He's in business.
Well, it's kind of my day job to know what these things stand for. It's this whole new regulatory regime in the EU where you basically have to go to pretty extreme measures to so-called protect the privacy of visitors to your website or users of your product or whatever.
Well, that's... And I mean, that's... Good if private companies opted to do it of their own volition. It's not so good when the government attempts to do it.
Well, what happens with the government attempt putting down regulations is that maybe a regulation is a great idea, but it always has these unintended consequences, and the government doesn't care what the cost is. So, for instance, we used to have, yeah, we still do. Yeah, there's a web forum. For Free Talk Live. I don't remember what it is, but it has...
Is it the Shire Society one?
Yeah, the Shire Society.
That's shiresociety.com. You can run the forum there.
Right, and then there's a segment for Free Talk Live there.
Right.
And you can go there and you post whatever you want to post. And we used to have a very busy BBS before Facebook came along and killed all BBSs, or, you know, message board.
Right.
Yep.
And it was very busy. And you know what? Sometimes people posted some things that weren't safe for work. And
giggity.
Maybe they have naughty pictures, or maybe they just have opinions that suck, or whatever it is that was on there, it was on there. Now, we did our level best not to censor it. Then we had to come to there's a censored section and a not censored section. But largely people censored themselves. But if the government decides that, well... The things that are posted on our web page are our responsibility, even though they're posted by other people. Well, now what? Now I've got to hire, in order to run a message board, I have to hire somebody to watch my message board. Well, it's not worth it.
No, it certainly isn't. And it's probably, this is a really idiotic move from Germany. You cannot use a PC from the 2016 to mid-2018 range without your computer almost forcing you to upgrade to Windows 10.
Yeah, doing
That's
its very best.
They got really aggressive with that stuff. Even on Windows 7, they got really they'd pop the thing up on your screen where you had to upgrade or cancel the upgrade or put it off for a week or whatever. And then they switched it around so where if you hit the button, it would start the upgrade instead of putting it off.
Yeah, they did a lot of really shady things. And I was doing a lot of IT work at the time, and I had to live this nonsense live.
My computers.
I get calls every single morning from clients. Hey, one of our computers upgraded to Windows 10 overnight. We need this undone. It was good for my business because, that's a $115 reformat reinstall. But it was a huge hassle. And if Microsoft didn't have the enormous edge in the computing world that they already have, and I know Chris Wade of Think Penguin would go, well, that's an illusion because routers run Linux. But we're talking computers here. We're talking end-user devices. And Microsoft absolutely has the edge on that. If they didn't, this would have absolutely destroyed them. Windows 10 is great once you turn off all of the data mining features, because that's why it was given to you for free.
So
just like Google Chrome and just like Facebook. It's selling you. You become the product.
there
and Microsoft 10 has, Windows 10 has all of these telemetrics built into it that can be turned off if you are an IT person and you know what you're doing.
Or you just, I don't. There's a script you can download that will do that.
But. There are, but in order to run some of these scripts, or to even know how to run some of these scripts, you have to have a basic level of IT knowledge.
Well, you have to be able to find PowerShell, which is... That's what it is. You have to be able to follow directions.
But experience tells me the average person
I didn't even know that I had to. So that's what you're dealing with here. Is usually like, well, maybe I could do it, Michael, but I didn't even know I had to do it. What Ari is saying makes perfectly good sense that giving away Windows 10 wasn't a move by Microsoft to get ubiquity. It was a move by Microsoft to mine data.
Yeah, it's all about getting your data. That's true. Windows 10, there's so much telemetry that it sends back, and you can only turn off about 90% of it.
Yep.
Yeah, some of it's still going to get back. And then you have applications. You have the programs running within Microsoft that are doing exactly the same things. The reason I hate EA's Origin, EA is a video game company, and yeah. Origin is a storefront for their video games. The reason I hate it so much is because about a year ago, they forced you to put your save files into the cloud. No way to turn it off whatsoever. I don't want EA to be able to get whatever information they want just to be able to play a video game that I bought and paid for, just like I don't want Microsoft to be able to know how often I open Microsoft Word or how often I just click Notepad. They want that information, sure, because they want to know where to slap their stupid ads to most effectively target me. Mm. But I don't want them to know that. And Google Chrome, same thing has happened with it. It was a beautiful, beautiful web browser for about a year after it first released. And then it just took over the Internet. Firefox basically died. Internet Explorer finally finished dying. Netscape, of course, long dead. Opera, long dead. Google Chrome came along, and it was just this beautiful, seamless, fast, efficient, sleek web browser. Everyone loved it. And then it just grew and grew and grew. And now it's... Google is the most...
That's all the problems that the web browser was made to solve, meaning that it was big and slow.
You open Google Chrome now, and it immediately launches, like, 15 processes in your task manager. Why is all of this necessary for me to go to YouTube and watch a video? Which, by the way... is going to attempt to serve me ads unsuccessfully because I'm going to install NoScript and AdBlock and Ghostery.
See, I don't install... So AdBlock is really good for some websites that have all this crap on them that's sort of mally and bad. But sure. To me, I don't want to have to use AdBlock because when I go to a website, I want to see the ads they're showing me because I understand why I'm there. Like, you know, they're providing me whatever content they're providing me because some people will come and click on that article about, you know, one weird fruit you can eat to lose weight or whatever the hell it is that they've got out there. And to me, you know, everything's got to be paid for, and advertising is the price I pay for going to a site. So I don't like AdBlock.
The ads are how websites pay the bills, and I've made money from ads on websites, so I understand both sides of this because I run ad blocking.
I have never run an ad on any of my websites, and the reason is because I don't think the end user fully appreciates what they're getting into when they get involved with these trackers and advertisements and things like that. There are companies like Google and Facebook that know almost everything there is to know about you, to the extent that it's quite common to see people online talking about, I swear, Facebook just read my mind. There was a fly going around out here, and I thought, how nice would it be if I just had a fly swatter? And suddenly they were served an ad for a fly swatter. I don't think Facebook is reading your mind.
No, that would be that's impossible.
There's this persistent rumor going around that Facebook activates the microphone on your phone, though. They deny it, and it may not be true, but it goes around.
Wasn't there the Amazon air conditioning service that was doing exactly that? They had a microphone built into it, and they weren't supposed to, or it was supposed to be turned off or non-functional, but oops, we accidentally left that functional, and we're recording everything you said in your house.
Oh, yeah, if you got an Amazon device in your house, you can pretty much be sure it's always listening.
Doesn't everybody who has a phone have an Amazon device?
I mean, yeah. It may not be from Amazon,
standalone
but
devices.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, well, sure, your phone is constantly listening.
What is the difference, though? If you've got a phone and you said, oh, sure, Facebook, you can use my microphone and you can use my camera and you can do those things, then Haven't you just given them permission to spy on you?
Well, if you don't give them permission, and they do it anyway, then you've got a problem.
855-450-3733. Let us know what you think about the Internet and privacy and how these things interrelate. 855-450-3733.
Living in a more free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. If you're stuck at a job, business, or relationship where you are not free, what good is a free society to you? You can live a more free life. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Tell us whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Michael.
And Mark. I want to tell you about Alpha Male 2.0. So here's some awesome guy stuff. Do you feel stuck in a job or relationship or both? Caleb Jones has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. 2.0 alpha males have learned how to break free and how to truly live. Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and not have to ask permission or answer to anyone? To date whomever you want, even if you're already in a relationship. Yeah, my wife isn't going for that. Caleb's point, living in a free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. Visit freelifeinfo.com and download the Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack for free. Included are 7 free books and podcasts so that you can start living a truly free life right now. The Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack will show you the exact strategies Caleb and his team use together to get better with women, increase their income and personal freedom and happiness. Get your free Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack at freelifeinfo.com. freelifeinfo.com.
I absolutely have to check this out at some point tonight.
I have talked to the guy, and he is very engaging.
I do not doubt that at all.
Very interesting to listen to, and those sorts of things. And at the very least, I think he's probably putting on a pretty good podcast. And I'm intrigued by the location independent business part. I've got the relationship thing handled, or my wife does, or one of us does. I'm not sure who, but.
It's handled, at any rate.
That's somebody else's might be very interested in that. And as I understand it, that's the relationship that he has, and he can, at the very least, explain it to you.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to checking that out. Let's get right into the phones. We've got Brody calling in from Clinton, Utah. Brody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was calling in about something else, and I remembered while I was holding that there was something else I wanted to talk to you about. So what I want to talk about is I think there's only 2 freedoms that really matter. I don't know if you all agree with me on this or not,
but it occurred to me
why Ron Paul was so against the Federal Reserve. And I really think I've come to the conclusion that the only freedoms that really matter is monetary freedom and banking freedom. And because he who controls the money has the power.
Right.
Yeah, I think that I have, for a long time considered the Federal Reserve to be the most important issue when it comes to liberty, but it's very difficult to get other people to agree with me on that particular issue, and it's extraordinarily well entrenched, and it's a boring topic for most people.
You know, I think even Ron Paul has said before that all freedoms ultimately derive from economic freedom. So if you don't have economic freedom because you're tied to the U.S. dollar or the Federal Reserve has control over your finances, then what other freedoms do you have? Yeah,
I would go even further and would say that economic freedom is the only freedom because I look at it in the Rothbardian sense. And he actually got these ideas from somewhere else, where there's essentially 2 ways to do a thing. There's the economic means and there's the political means. There's the way of production and the way of parasitism. The economic means is us going about our lives, living in freedom, not having the politics used against us. And the entirety of human history is a war between these 2 means.
Yeah. That's what it is.
So the thing is I posted this on some Facebook groups, on libertarian groups, anarchist groups. And one of the libertarian groups, a guy responded and said, well, you can go ahead and make your own currency. And so I brought the Liberty Dollar. And he said, well, the reason Liberty Dollar failed is because they tried to make it be like a dollar, a U.S. dollar. And so that's where they got them. But I know Liberty Dollar was really growing, and I'm not really sure why there isn't a private money in the United States if we can coin our own money.
There is Bitcoin. There is Bitcoin Cash. There's Dash. There's Litecoin, Ethereum, Zcash, Horizon.
Many, many choices.
Well, sure, there's the digital cash, but why not make a coin out of gold or silver that is based on a weight value instead of some arbitrary value.
Well, you should check out
online.
You should check out Liberty Dollar 2, LD2, I think is what they're going under. I can't remember what the website is off the top of my head. But if you know, I'm sure you've got a search engine. And you check out Liberty Dollar, too, and you can find out more about what they're doing. But
isn't it illegal still to own coinage that's actually minted in gold and silver?
No. Liberty Dollar, the reason he's right. The reason Liberty Dollar got there's two reasons Liberty Dollar got. First off, they had paper money, so there was a place for them to go to get the silver, basically. And like I say it all the time, gold is called the currency of kings because the kings will ultimately get it all. They're going to take it from you, and because they want it,
right.
And that's sort of what happened with the Liberty Dollar. Is basically the Fed said, huh, they're keeping it. They say it right here on the note that they keep it at this vault, and we're going to go get it. And they went and got it. And Liberty. Okay. So that's problem number one. Problem number two. Yeah, Bernard von Nothaus had a promotional video where he appeared to not sufficiently explain his currency to a woman he was making a purchase from. Now, this is television, and you don't always know what you're seeing on TV. I mean, right. You know, it turns out that Tom Cruise actually wasn't a samurai in the 1870s.
Are right? we sure? I need a reference on this.
So,
what's your citation?
In this circumstance, you know, maybe the woman knew ahead of time and she was just, playing along with Bernard. We have no idea what actually happened, but he made a purchase and he said, it's the new dollar. And, you know, made the purchase. And that was good enough for a jury to say, yeah, he may not have counterfeited a coin, but he represented his coin as though it was a currency. And I did this once, too. I made a purchase at a gas station, and I bought some gasoline with a Liberty Dollar. It was a $10 silver piece, and it was an ounce of silver at the time. And, well, you know, they were wondering why I was using this coin. They were thinking that maybe I had robbed somebody's, coin collection or something. But I'm saying I just want people to use, silver coins. And I explained that it was silver, but I didn't explain that it wasn't a government currency. Mm-hmm. And so maybe this lady decided to take it to the bank, and the bank rejected it. Most of the time, I think what happened with the Liberty Dollars is that when you bought them, or use them to pay for stuff, that the cashier just bought them right out of the bin because
I'm keeping that.
Right. I mean, it's a very unique coin. It's heavy and, you know, it's an ounce of silver versus the crap that they call coins now.
Awesome. I didn't know much about the Liberty Dollar. Always happy to learn new things. I'm not surprised that it failed, largely because the government was like, ooh, we want that.
Too centralized, I think, is what I think.
855-450-3733. Brody, thanks for the call. Always teach me new things. Again, that's 855-450-3733. Let us know what you think. Or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration and Citizenship held a hearing on Monday about the overcrowding at migrant detention centers. Assistant Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security, Diana Shaw, says their investigation found serious problems at the facilities.
When our team arrived at the El Paso del Norte Processing Center, they found that this facility, which has a maximum capacity of 125 detainees, had more than 750 detainees on site. The following day, that number had increased to 900.
President Trump responded to four House Democratic critics on Monday, challenging the freshman lawmakers. If they're not happy here, they can leave the United States. The president's comments were directed at Democratic Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Tell us whatever is on your mind. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. And with you tonight is Aria.
Michael.
And Mark.
And Mark, you've got a long trip coming up, don't you?
I do. We're going out to Freedom Fest, taking the red eye. I don't know how I let Ian book that, but I did. And, well, it's going to be lots and lots of fun. But it will be fun once we get there. But the travel, I'm not looking forward to. Nonetheless, we're heading to Freedom Fest. I've already got my cowboy outfit. This year's theme is the Wild West, so I brought a little cowboy outfit. Ought to be fun. Actually, a couple of them. And there's going to be big names. Penn Jillette, Lenore Skenazy, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Grover Norquist, Stephen Moore, Herman Cain, Senator Mike Lee, Kevin Sorbo, Thomas Massey, Justin Amash, John Stossel, Glenn Beck. The names just go on and on. And this will be the last read you're going to hear about Freedom Fest, because it's the 17th through the 20th. It's coming up right now. You can still get tickets by going over to freedomfest.com/FTL. It's freedomfest.com/FTL. And love to see you out there. I think it's going to be a great time. It's at the hotel. The Paris, this is what it's called, The Paris. It's in Las Vegas, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's freedomfest.com/FTL, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Did you say Kevin Sorbo, like Hercules? Yeah. Kevin Sorbo?
Yep, yep.
Nice.
Interesting.
He's kind of a conservative guy.
Is he?
Yeah. So, and he doesn't mind telling people on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will do it.
Yeah.
Apparently, I mean, that's what politicians and politically active people do now. They take to Twitter, because it's always that phrase.
Take to Twitter.
Trump took to Twitter.
Yes.
Ocasio-Cortez took to Twitter. So anyway, we've been talking about Germany and the Commissioner for Data Protection and Freedom of Information in the German state. Good Lord, that is quite a name. declared that Windows 10 and Office 365 are not compliant with the GDPR for use in schools.
Okay.
The issue is related to the telemetry, both cloud...
What's telemetry?
Studying people.
Okay. Telemetry is the data that the computer sends back to Microsoft about you and about what you're doing.
Yeah. Pretty much everything that they can get.
And they say it ranges from standard software diagnostics to user content from inside applications, potentially sentences from documents and email subject lines.
Oh, my. That's big. That's really big. That stuff is not supposed to be going back to anywhere, like outside the EU. The GDPR, one of the big things about it is that all the data that you
the
process...
The GDPR is what again?
The General Data Protection Regulation.
Okay.
All the data you process is supposed to stay in the EU. There's a few exceptions where you can process it elsewhere, but this doesn't qualify.
So their issue is that it's being sent to Microsoft, which is an American company?
Right.
But if it was being sent to a European company, they would have no issue with it.
They'd have no issue with it at all.
So they can't just set up offices in Switzerland? I'm not sure if Switzerland counts as...
They used to do this, as I understand it, they used to have special servers in Ireland, which is part of the EU,
right,
that they processed all this data in, and that made them compliant. So I'm not sure what happened here.
Well, it's a poor move for the European Union to have such a regulation. Now, they must use some sort of inferior software that is produced in the European Union. Now, ultimately, isn't this a different way of economic protectionism? Isn't this just the Kendall Makers petition happening all over again?
Yes.
They're like, oh, we will only do business with European countries now. Well, okay, good. Enjoy crappy European software.
We must, we gotta stop these foreigners from coming in and taking the information from our Europeans. We'll do that. Thanks very much.
So previously, Microsoft provided a special version of the software applications which stored the data in European data centers, but recently the permission was rescinded and data was being sent directly to the United States.
Oops.
So they were doing this, and then
why would they even turn that off, though? That doesn't make sense.
Well, permission was rescinded. Presumably, they were like, no, you can't have these European data centers anymore. And Microsoft was like, okay, well, screw you. We're going back. We'll just use our American ones, which made Germany go, no. This is our information. We're supposed to be stealing this from the people. How dare you, you American company? So the data commissioner, who has a name I'm not going to attempt to pronounce, said that public institutions in Germany have a social responsibility with regard to the permissibility and traceability of the processing of personal data. Sounds a lot like Trump saying that they have a responsibility to the Midwestern farmers who need to buy steel or whatever. So we need to slap tariffs on China.
Well, I mean, there are reasons to keep data within the EU if it's personal data. I mean, this is, they really...
I don't know why it's
kind of well-intentioned, but...
Why would any sort of border play into this as being significant?
Because if you send the stuff transatlantically, it goes over the nice undersea fiber optic cable, and the NSA swipes it up.
Okay,
if you keep
that's definitely
EU,
a problem.
If you keep it in the EU, then most of the time they don't get it.
Then Interpol gets it.
Well, they get everything.
Well, so does the NSA.
Well, the NSA mostly gets long-distance fiber optic cables. So if it's staying in Europe, there's a good chance the NSA won't see it.
But it's on the Internet.
It doesn't matter.
They don't have the entire
Internet.
The NSA has access to, I'm going to say, almost anything on the Internet that they want access to. And if they don't
they probably don't have it. What he's saying is they don't have it wholesale.
Okay. So they actually ran a fiber optics cable across the Atlantic?
Yeah, they tapped into it at the Atlantic cable. I think they're tapped in, actually in the UK.
So everything that travels transatlantically is being monitored by the NSA.
Right.
Interesting.
They got the tap in San Francisco that made news in 2005. Do you remember that? The AT&T building I don't know if you remember that or not. But
I hadn't even graduated high school at that point.
Okay.
Is there a Trans-Pacific line?
There are Trans-Pacific lines, and there's a big AT&T office in San Francisco where all those lines come in, and they get... The NSA has a tap there. It's a humongous tap that splits everything off.
So Trans-Pacific and transatlantic traffic.
Right.
Okay.
So this is true for out of the U.S., the NSA is getting it one way or the other.
Interesting. I was not aware of this. I can't say I'm terribly surprised, but that's definitely alarming. I mean, there are no satellite connections or anything like that. All internet traffic outside of the United States travels through one of these two pipes.
Yeah, most of what's, well, there's more than two.
So we can be gray firewalled with even more ease than the Chinese.
Yeah, mostly it's not over satellite. Mostly satellite is for people's home connections these days.
Well, and cell phones and stuff like that. But that's what I'm saying is that, you know, a cell phone data connection still ends up passing through one of these fiber optic lines.
If you're looking at a website that's not in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously. So we are firewalled for all intents and purposes.
Or we could be.
Well, I would say that we are if the NSA has, you know, that level of access to all data coming in and all data coming out. I mean, that's what a firewall is.
Well, they're not blocking anything.
Right. But it's still there. It's still...
They're capped in. They're just not. They're not blocking anything yet that I know of.
But it would be a
simple
matter.
How much more would the
internet
suck if suddenly it was just me? I was just able to access the United States internet.
Well, that's what the governments of the world are working towards.
I would agree with you that that's what they're trying to do. But it just seems like probably what I'm doing on the internet, well, by and large, it doesn't really matter for me. You know, mostly. I mean, there's some clients that I have that are outside the United States, and you know, that would certainly, you know, be a hardship for my business. I'm just thinking that, you know, the websites I go to and stuff, they're probably all housed here in the United States.
Yeah, most of them are American, but even Free Talk Live, the website is not hosted in the U.S.
Yeah. We do that on purpose, right?
We do that on purpose.
Yeah.
So if I was to go to the... I don't believe in subjugating, pluralizing subjugated verbs. It's a long story. If I was to go to freetalklive.com, it would travel through one of these pipes, and the NSA would be able to monitor that traffic.
Well, Free Talk Live is hosted in Montreal, so not going over a transatlantic cable.
Well, that's good news, at least. 855-450-3733. My brain is just kind of shut down to learn that these transcontinental pipes exist, and that they're just that accessible by
the
feds. Yeah. Let us know what you think. 855-450-3733.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight is Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about the GDPR and various problems in regards to this whole nationalist, or the European Union isn't a nation, so what would you call that?
It's a federation.
It's a federation.
So what's interesting
but
here...
But the United States used to be a federation.
Well, it is
too.
A federation.
Well,
it's just that
kind of.
It functions like a state. The thing is that it's a federation that's been around long enough, so the power has flowed upward, as it tends to do, and...
As we see happening with the EU today.
Right. You read earlier when you were reading about this, the title of this, this Jack Hole who's talking here, is something about blah, 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 the German state. Right?
Right.
And that it's right in the name of our states, right? They are the sovereign organizations here. The United States is a federation of... sovereign organizations have decided to work together.
Exactly, so, like the European Union is set up to be. I've argued with so many liberals on this subject. Like, the state of California was where one of these people was from, and it actually has the Republic of California right there on its flag. Trying to explain to this college-educated liberal that the California was a sovereign state, its own republic, was... It was a monumental waste of time.
Well, they never learned that in college because they're not taught that in college. You're taught something else entirely.
Yeah, and indeed, functionally, it's best if you don't learn that because that's not how life is. Life is that the United States, that Washington, D.C. is the world's most powerful city-state, and you will do what it says or suffer the consequences. Now, the states themselves have all lost their sovereignty, mostly not because it was taken from them by Washington, D.C., but because they were bribed out of it by Washington, D.C. Because it has the power to create money.
Right.
D.C. does.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, D.C. takes your taxes and then gives them back to the state.
Right, and then the states are like, we desperately need that. And so they want it, and they'll do whatever it takes to get it. The reason that we have seatbelt laws in 49 out of 50 states is because the Department, the United States Department of Transportation or whatever the organization, NTSB, I don't know, decided that it would hand out, not the biggest bribe in the world, but a bribe to states to get them to make seatbelt laws. And
now, you mentioned 49 out of 50 states. I assume New Hampshire is the only state.
New Hampshire is the only state in the union that does not have a seatbelt law for adults. And
has no helmet law either.
It's
right.
Yeah, no helmet law either. But in this case, the they didn't take the $3 million. I happen to know that. I was sitting in some session or whatever where they were trying, well, we want this $3 million. $3 million is nothing. About for roads. I mean, you're talking about
I would agree.
Nothing at this point. Maybe when they passed the laws or whatever, and New Hampshire was going to get $3 million 30 years ago.
Yeah, 50 years ago, $3 million would have built a few miles of road. Today, it barely gets the construction company to wake up.
Right. I mean, it's nothing. So, you know, I don't think New Hampshire is ever going to have a seatbelt law. And by the way, compliance to for seatbelt usage in New Hampshire is almost as high. It's the lowest in the nation, 50th. But it is like a couple of percentage points different from Massachusetts.
Right.
Which is its next door neighbor. So Massachusetts, where they do have a seatbelt law, has lower compliance with seatbelt usage than New Hampshire. Those numbers may have changed. I looked some time ago.
Seatbelt laws are such nonsense. Like, several years ago, I was pulled over on my way to work for not wearing a seatbelt. I was driving the speed limit, driving safely. But I did not have my seatbelt on while people drove by me doing 70 miles per hour in a 55. I was the one who was pulled over. And I ended up losing my job for being late that day of work.
That's a primary state, right? And people listening are like, well that's your fault. You should have done it.
It's not supposed to be, right? When they pass a law, we're not going to be able to pull you over for not wearing your seatbelt. No, but if we pull you over for something else and we find you without a seatbelt, then we'll just give you a ticket for it.
Yeah, but then they'll just make up something to pull you over for, like
doing 70
to 55.
They don't have to anymore because it just slowly expanded to the point where, they can pull you over now for not wearing a seatbelt. That was not how it was sold.
That's how they do it. They get their tongue under the nose of your tent, and then you're done.
Yep, that's how they do it.
And it was extremely effective, and now, throughout most of these states in the U.S., you can be pulled over just for not wearing your seatbelt, even though it was sold to the people as a secondary infraction.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's still the case in Florida or whatever. I mean, secondary, primary, I don't know. But ultimately, if they want to go after you for a seatbelt infraction, then they can because they can pull you over for anything. My favorite is weaving inside the lane.
Did you like the whole I got pulled over for my blinker blinking too fast that happened recently?
No.
That was a pretty good one.
That's pretty amazing.
Having the cop stand there and just look silly with no idea how to respond when I asked him, well, isn't that what blinkers are supposed to do? Was
sure.
Just priceless. And it's all on video. You can go there and watch it.
Where?
Actually, I don't think you can because I'm banned from Facebook still for like 10 more days. Hmm. And that's where it's at.
Did Ian not put up a copy?
No, Ian accidentally deleted his copy.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah.
So if you're banned from Facebook, people can't go to your page?
They can go to my page. I'm just not sure whether or not the video is there because all of these things were happening at once. I got banned the same night that I got pulled over by the cops.
I see.
By sheer coincidence. So I'm not sure what...
So you can't get the video because you Facebook Lived it.
Right. It was Facebook Live.
Okay.
Because the Cell 411 app, which is a wonderful app, that I would highly recommend everybody uses, in addition to the Waze app, that's W-A-Z-E. But Cell 411, it immediately sent out a request letting all of the people in my friend's circles, my cells, know that I was being harassed by men with guns. And Ian showed up, Matt Roach showed up, and it was quite humorous considering what was happening.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely silly. Download Cell 411 if you're getting harassed or something like that.
Getcell411.com.
That's the name of the site.
Yep.
It's also just on the Google Play Store. So that's how I found it.
Cell 411.
Yeah. It's a great application.
It is. It's really a phenomenal application.
And it has a built-in streaming service. Once you set it up, you can stream directly to YouTube as well as the Cell 411 Facebook page and your own Facebook page. This uses up a lot of bandwidth, naturally. But their servers were having some kind of issue. I don't know exactly what.
Mm.
But so it kept getting interrupted. The streams did until I finally just said, screw it, and
Facebook Live.
And Facebook Lived it.
Didn't have a problem.
No. But it was humorous to be pulled over in part because my blinker was blinking too fast. And we're told, that means one of your bulbs isn't working, but I've since checked and both bulbs are fine. So,
well, you know, that's another thing about,
you have a tail light out. Smash.
Well, it doesn't even have to be out. They can just be, Nope. When I looked at it, it didn't work.
Yeah.
It may work, you know, 1,000 times after this, but it didn't work the time that I looked at it. And there's nothing you can do about that statement because it's an officer claiming that something happened. And you cannot even say that it didn't because it's your taillight. You're driving.
That's true. And that's the real mark of fascism, is that nothing actually has to be wrong with your vehicle. You don't actually have to be doing anything wrong. You can be weaving inside your own lane, evidently. How did this happen to you or someone you know?
I've heard it used in the past. It's never been an issue for me. I never have trouble on the roads. I rarely have trouble on the roads as far as police go and that sort of thing, because I think it's just because, you know, I'm me. And I'm a middle-aged guy who I don't speed. I do not speed because I'm not giving these people any extra money.
Right.
To me, speeding tickets are just another form of taxation, and I'm not giving them extra stuff. One of my favorite things to do is get in front of a cop and go the speed limit.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that.
Because you know they hate it.
Right. Limits are set too low and the cops go and enforce them. You don't like it, pal? You can do a hell of a lot more about it than I can. And for now, you're going to go 35 miles an hour. Enjoy.
Well, I mean, you have no choice when a cop is behind you because they will pull you over. Even if they pull out, even if they are going 60 miles per hour until they get too close to you and then they slow down, if they want to, they'll pull you over.
When you
can't go faster.
Younger, I absolutely would speed, a little bit. I always went over the speed limit because I figured, well, the cop doesn't want to do it either.
Right.
They don't. And one time I had a police officer.
They don't, but if they want to pull you over,
they will.
They will.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're
up.
I was going 5 miles an hour over the limit, which was my practice at one point, and a police officer in, I think it was like a stadium in Arizona, like headlights at me to let me know that you shouldn't be doing that when I'm around, and then went on his way.
Wow.
That's the only time that's ever been an issue.
That's pretty innocuous. I mean, there's a story of the old woman, I think she was 60 years old, who was arrested for doing 38 in a 35.
Wow.
Yeah, so... 855-450-3733.
What does that mean?
Arrested. I'm not sure. I will look into it. 855-453.
I'm obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.